Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Bill Young, and welcome to Prayer in Lunch podcast. Today is Friday, the second week of Advent, and we're reading from a little book. It's called Prepare His Way, Hope and Healing, Justice, Peace for Advent, and a different readings from Pope Francis, St. Mother Teresa, and Father Henry J.M. Newman. Today is going to be Mother Teresa, St. Mother Teresa, and her title is Nothing is Too Small for God. And before we get into that, I think it's going to be, for me personally, an Eureka moment, but I'll get to that a little bit later. We also will do a prayer to the act of consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. But before that, worthy to be stated that today is the feast day of Saint Juan Diego. Now, all of us know that our mother, our blessed mother, visited first Juan Diego in Mexico in a little hill. December 9th, and I believe it was in the 1500s, so it was a few years ago, many years ago, but Mary always comes to us in our need, and Juan Diego was just a common person. He didn't have pain, he didn't have clothes, he was just a lay person, and Mary, through her wisdom, through her son, our Lord Jesus Christ, fixed the least of us. And that's what Mother Teresa is talking about today in her reading. The title, as I said, was Nothing is Too Small for God. Today's reading is Matthew 10:42. Whoever gives a cup of cold water to those of the little ones in the name of the disciples, truly, I tell you, none of these will be lost their reward. Matthew 10:42. Mother Teresa, Saint Mother Teresa states, "They are in the world those who struggle for justice and for human rights, and who try to change structures. We are not intentive to do this." But our daily contact is with the people who do not even have a piece of bread to eat. Our mission is to look at the problems more individually and not collectively. We care for a person, not a multitude. We seek the person with whom Jesus Christ identifies himself when he said, "I was hungry, I was sick." When someone told me that the sisters had not started any big work, they were quietly doing small things. And I said that if they helped only one person, that was enough. You can do what I can't do. I can do what you can't do. Together, we can do something beautiful for God. Let no one glory in their success, but refer all to God in the deepest thankfulness. On the other hand, no failure should be disheartening them, as long as they've done their best. God sees only our love. God will not ask how many books we have read, how many miracles we have worked, or whether we have done our best for the love of him. Have we played well, slept well, eaten well? Nothing is small for God, because God is almighty. Therefore, each one of our actions done with and for and through Jesus Christ is a great success. Saint Mother Teresa. The meditation from Mother Teresa for today is how might I be ready to notice and help those who come into my life. Now, this is the Eureka moment for me personally. Now, we always, you know, find struggles with driving to work or everyday occurrences when we just drive, pick up food. I think I may have mentioned one time, and I think every city, even in Rome, there's a problem with the homeless and feeding the homeless. And I know the tour guides in Rome told us, do not give any money to the homeless. And I still had to give a couple of euros every time I saw a little coin. This one woman was praying and tapping and begging. She had a little can, little tin can. Inside of that tin can was a rosary. You could say what you want. Maybe she was taking advantage of the situation. But remember, God doesn't look at us when we give. It's just that we gave. And so I would give. So maybe it's not always a good time, always a good idea to give money. This is my Eureka moment. Someone when we were at the time had some extra food. I'd gone to, I believe, or Tropical, and you know, they have like a little extra fried bananas or plantains, things like that. I think it was fried yuca in this case, little balls. And, you know, I saw a man begging, I gave him a dollar, but also I'm giving him that little bag. And he wiped it right down. He ate it. He was hungry. No matter what you could say about him, he was definitely hungry. So, and then I even talking to someone, a coworker, how, you know, she stops us and gets food, and they were giving that to the volunteers at work, sandwiches, so they had extra sandwiches left over. So, you know, I took one, I had a couple for lunch, and then I had extra left over. I was looking, driving around, so that's the work, so it was already dark, and I couldn't actually find any homeless at that time to give the sandwiches. Well, I hadn't met their lunch. It was a good sandwich, but I was thinking, well, what can I do about the drink? I mean, it tells you right here, whoever gives a cup of cold water to these little ones in the name of the disciples, truly, I tell you, none of these will lose their reward, Matthew 10:42. So I'm thinking, well, why don't we, you know, grab a little cooler, go to like onto Costco, but it could be any of those wholesale type of clubs where you can buy a whole case of bottled water, even the smallest bottles of water, and you could get more, like maybe 36 in the case, and it'd be like $6. Like, I don't think it's much more than that. And so the cost is very little per bottle, maybe 50 cents or 25 cents. And so put some in a refrigerator, keep them cool, and then have a little cooler you can stick them in. But when you're driving around, going to work, or wherever you're going, if someone asks you something, you know, give them a bottle of wine. Maybe have some, if you can't really have meat, cheese, it would go bad. So, you know, maybe like peanut butter jelly sandwiches, PJs, have a few of them, offer that. I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. And this is maybe, you know, a Eureka moment what I could do. And I think all of us could do this, at least the bottles of water. You don't have to worry about it going bad, even if it's, you know, not as cold as you'd like it to be. We would drink it, but it could be refreshing. Now I know the people up north with the blizzards and snow and stuff like that. Hopefully you don't have too many homeless outside those times. But I live in South Florida, and it's still warm. I mean, even here today, where it's supposed to be in the 70s, most of the time this past week was in the 80s, 85, and I saw people, you know, begging for money. So I can't, especially during the day, I'm sure it's hot out there, you know, when they're begging for money. And we're not going to question what they use their money on. Hopefully it's for food, but if not, God doesn't, you know, he doesn't judge that. You know, it's the moment that we're doing that, we're giving that, we're trying to do something. And of course, the gift organization like Salvation Army, they have the bell rings and they do great work. I worked with them in the past about 3 years, and I couldn't work with them this year because of my schedule and my risk as a driver. But it's a very rewarding work. You know, talking to the bell ringers, even then, that's a whole bit another story where, you know, these people. One young man who, for a few years in a row, he was there, and he's outside of a small, I think, Hobby Lobby. There's a great group there, Christian group, and they let the Salvation Army bell ringers stand outside the door, and he's kind of like missing one in his hand. So he does everything with one hand. But he has the most positive attitude. He really, and he could have a negative attitude coming at it. His stories he's telling me, he thinks one story told that his aunt ran him over when he was a young man. So he could have had a negative attitude, but no, he has the most positive attitude. And he's the most God-loving person I know. And God will speak to these people. Remember, the least will be last. And we have so many gifts. God gives us so many great things. And guess what? He expects us. The more he expects us to help the misfortunate of the ones. So, if all we could do is give money to the bell ring of the Salvation Army, great. We could do that. Or if you have to be driving around and you don't give them cash, you're afraid what they may do, have a bottle of water, P&J sandwich, something. If not, just a bottle of water, it's great. Feed the thirsty and feed the hungry and quench the thirst of the less fortunate in our life. So that's, to me, that's a Eureka moment for today, for myself. So we'd like to do a prayer to the act of consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. O Mary, powerful Virgin, Mother of Mercy, Queen of Heaven and Refuge of Sinners, we consecrate ourselves to your Immaculate Heart. To you we consecrate our being and all of our life, all that we are and all of those who possess and all that we love, our bodies, our hearts, our souls. To you we consecrate our families and our country. We want all that is in us and all that surrounds us to belong to you, thus to have shared and benefit in your eternal blessings. We promise to dedicate ourselves with all our heart to the service of encouraging devotion to you in order to hasten and to ensure through the establishment of the reign of your Immaculate Heart, the coming of the kingdom of your heart, of your beloved Son, in our souls, and in the souls of all men and women, in our dear country, and in all the universe. Amen. So God bless you all. And so think about, maybe I can give you some ideas how to a little cooler. Get some bottles of water, have them in the refrigerator, so when you're ready to go, just stick them in the cooler when you're driving around. So I don't usually have cash on me. I try to save a little bit, but nowadays I don't have too many of us deal with cash. We mostly, pay by credit cards. It's part of our life. We could help maybe those misfortunate people. Whatever reason why they're misfortunate, we're not here to judge. We're here to help. So, try giving the thirst. Remember what today's reading was. If that would work, even if it doesn't work, remember God still gives us credit for it, even when it doesn't work, that we tried. That we tried. That's all he asks, that you tried through love. That's all he asks. That's a pretty easy boss. He's that boss. He says, well, imagine if you had a boss at work. He says, well, it was a total failure, Bill. But you tried your best, and that's all I care about. That's a great boss to have, right? Most of the time, my boss says, you did horrible, and you better shape up or you're shipping out, right? But God is a loving God, and he's the best boss that we could ever have. So thank you, Lord, for being a great boss to us, and Our Lady for being the mother of all children and mother of us. Okay? Bless you, and have Saint Juan Diego pray for us and for those who are less fortunate than us. May they could get on a path of spiritual growth, physical growth of our Lord and our Mother Mary. Amen.